Well, good morning there to Medford, to Tufts University. It's a bright and early morning. The springtime is in the air. And we're gonna have some sweet tunes for you. this is Sam Collins, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio Show. And we're gonna have kind of a special hour for you this morning. You're listening to the show Dancing Bears, so of course we're gonna have all Grateful Dead all the time. And again, another playlist curated by myself and the one and only Scott Collins, my dad. It's again, because I play only the Grateful Dead, they follow themes, you know. So this morning it's WMFO, it's the Dead and their long strange trip. So it's got a kind of a dual feeling to this playlist this morning. I won't spend as much time talking, and we'll just get to it. But I like about halfway through the vibe kind of shifts. So be on the lookout for that. And with that, this is one of my friend Alex Scaparetta's favorite Dead songs. Enjoy.
Train, pound cocaine, Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind, and you know that notion just crossed my mind. This old engine makes it on time, leaves that about a quarter to nine. It's River Junction at 17:02. At a quarter to ten, you know it's traveling again. Driving that train, pound cocaine, Casey Jones, you better watch your speed.
Watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. Still alive.
Those were some killer first starters. So to recap, we started with Casey Jones from Working Man's Dead. I have this memory of like back in January. It was like the weekend of Pass the Torch, which is the Tufts Mountain Club's like annual like passing of the executive board and leadership, and it's just kind of a time where the club comes together and kind of just like recommits to a new year of going outside and also like being stewards of our own environment. But that Sunday, I and a couple of friends decided we'd stay late and go telemarketing. And I have this memory of we dropped the skis off and we're like trying to book it back because I have my first TMC board meeting, funny enough, which I was about an hour late for. It's okay. But I remember sitting in Alex Scaparetta's like Subaru eating McDonald's french fries, which I rarely do, and he's like sitting there eating these, like, apparently they were kind of sketch chicken nuggets, them sketch chicken nuggets, and he's like, you know what I want right now? And I was like, what do you want right now? And he's like, I want Casey Jones. And I remember just looking at him and I was like, I think that can be arranged. And I'm pretty sure that we listened to nothing but the Dead the entire way home. Well, the second one was U.S. Blues from the Dead's 1974 album From the Mars Hotel, which is always kind of one of my favorites for some kind of personal reasons. And then we ended, or the last, the most previous song was Hell in a Bucket, of course, from the Grateful Dead's album that, you know, it's so funny. I feel like I learn about the Dead as I'm in the studio, or before I'm in the studio and looking this up, but it was from their 1987 album, In the Dark, which apparently they recorded in all of 1 week in January, and then released that July. Crazy. That was the Dead. I'd highly recommend. That's one of my favorite albums. It's got like the classic, right, Touch of Grey. That was a big kind of Billboard hit. But actually, I definitely like the last song on the. If you look at the original release, the last song on the first side, West LA Fade Away, is a killer song, and I'm now thinking it must be on a playlist of mine. West LA Fade Away. Yeah. I've seen that song live in LA. I'm pretty sure at the Hollywood Bowl, and it's awesome. And then actually on the second side, I love Jerry's really just like incredibly soulful Black Muddy River. And then it actually ends with it's been like one of my favorite Dead songs. My Brother Esau, which is definitely an obscure one. but one that I've really loved. Actually kind of a live version I believe it's the album's 30 Days Around the Sun. But that's neither here nor there. Well, shall we continue with the Dead and their long, strange trip? I think we shall. Enjoy. Well, that was getting into kind of a different vibe, and you'll see. We'll just kind of keep rolling with that. So the last three songs, we had Big Railroad Blues, which honestly I cannot not pair with U.S. Blues. That was from The Dead's 1971 live album, which remains my second favorite, live album of theirs, commonly known as Skull and Roses. It was released in October of 71, and we'll get a little more into this as we play a couple more songs. Hint, hint. but actually, this album doesn't actually have a name. It's generally known by Skull and Roses, but apparently, actually, the band originally wanted to give the album Skull Blank. I'm not permitted to swear in the studio, nor would I want to, but it was obviously rejected by the record company. So it was actually never given a name, even though I think it's honestly one of my favorite live albums that The Dead ever did. We then next went to The Golden Road, which you can tell is an early Dead album. In fact, it was actually the debut album of The Grateful Dead. It was released in March of 1967, and it was kind of known by Phil and Bill really kind of refer to this album as kind of the San Francisco Grateful Dead, where they had their roots. And it's super interesting if you look at the cover. It's this like very dramatic scene of like kind of a little bit like fire in the background maybe, and it says the Grateful Dead, and there are a bunch of top hats everywhere, which is pretty has carried through The Dead. But apparently, actually, so the top of the album cover is pretty illegible, but it actually reads, "In the land of the dark, the ship of the sun is drawn by the Grateful Dead." There's a passage taken from the Egyptian Book of the Dead. They had the artist Stanley Mouse stylize it though, so that the script was illegible, because they didn't really want to understandably associate kind of with any religion. But that quote is just, I think, very eerie, and definitely is a theme that I love and carries through. And the last song we had was Mountains of the Moon from their 69, kind of again, kind of that early kind of psychedelic. I'm going to maybe butcher this album name, but Aoxomoxa. There's a lot of O's and X's in that name. But that was one of my dad suggested it, which is just a really, really beautiful song that I often overlook sometimes, and so I'm glad it made it on there. Well, before we kind of keep up this Dead and their long strange trip kind of theme, and the next song will be so perfect, just putting that out there. I wanted to tell you about actually kind of going on the local community. The Somerville Open Studios will be happening Friday, May 4th through Sunday, May 6th. And it's an annual Somerville Open Studios where you can visit some of Somerville's most diverse and vibrant artist communities. And it's from noon to 6 on that Saturday, May 5th and Sunday, May 6th with a special sneak preview at Select Studios, Friday, May 4th from 6 to 9 p.m. Immerse yourself in a city full of art with over 350 artists, and you can talk with them in every kind of working space across every kind of visual media that they have. And even free trolleys will be looping throughout the city taking you to the artist sites. For more information, visit the Somerville Open Studio website at somervilleopenstudio.org. This has been a public service message from Somerville Open Studios and your local art-loving friend here at WMFO. I know that that'll be a great time, just take an hour, I guess, for yourself and de-stress, wind down with finals kind of coming up. So, well, we shall, we've got a little less than a half an hour. We shall get back to the music. Here's a song that honestly probably needs no introduction, Truckin'.
Truckin', got my chips cashed in. Keep truckin' like the dude of man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep truckin' on, on, on. Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. A typical city involved in a typical daydream. Hang it up and see what tomorrow brings. Dallas, got a soft machine. Houston, too close to New Orleans. New York, got the ways and means, and just won't let you be. True love. Most of the time they're sitting and crying at home. One of these days they know they gotta get going. Out of the door and down to the street all alone. Chugging like the doodah man once told me you got to pay your hand. Sometimes the cards ain't worth a dime if you don't lay them down. I guess I can't revoke yourself trying.
is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight. Got two reasons why I cry away each lonely night. The first one's named Sweet Anne Marie, and she's my heart's delight. Second one is prison baby, the sheriff's on my trail. And if he catches up with me, I'll spend my life in jail. Got a wife in Chino, baby, and one in Cherokee. First one say she got my child, but it don't look like me. Said I'll run, but I'll take my time. A friend of the devil is a friend of mine. I get home before daylight, just might get some sleep tonight.
Thank you. beside the rising tide. Come here, Uncle John's band, playing to the tide. Come on along, go alone, he's come to take his children to talk about here beside the rising tide.
Thank you.
Well, I feel like now is an apt time for why it's the dead and their long, strange trip. So we had, in order, we had a Truckin' from the classic American Beauty. And then also Friend of the Devil from kind of the remastered version. And then Uncle John's Band from Working Man's Dead. Kind of those, like, those two albums back to back. Recorded not like 4 months apart from each other, in 1970. Really just like some incredible, incredible albums, like, and some of the more folksy tunes to really come from the dead. Black Muddy River, Broke Down Palace, How Can We Leave Out Ripple? So, I mean, I think, I don't know, as someone getting into the dead, those were some of my first albums. I actually think, I'm pretty sure, Dad, that Friend of the Devil was the first song that I knew, like, every single word to. Not Sugar Magnolia, not Ripple, not... It was Friend of the Devil. I'm almost 100% positive. Well, and then the last one was The Wheel. Kind of a later version, March of 1990, from Nassau or Nassua Coliseum in New York. There's some killer shows there. There's also one, I believe it's a Dick Picks one from, I believe, 73. I might be wrong. But it's also a killer, Dick Picks as well. I have some really, really, most of my favorite shows are actually live from there. But as we wrap up and we end the show, as we are bound to cover just a little more ground, we're going to end with a song that my dad knows is my absolute, maybe favorite song that the dead does. That's not actually a dead tune. Oh, by the way, The Wheel was a Jerry tune, actually. It's kind of a bizarre Jerry tune if you look at the, if you, I think it's off of Reflections.